At LinkHumans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, son, Survey-san, it's Jürgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by LinkHumans, where we do data-driven employer branding. Today, we're talking to a much-admired transnational consumer goods company, and we're going to discuss how they do employer branding in North America and how they're innovating in the D&I space. Let's start the show. Hey, Sakia, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Jürgen. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. So please tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. Good afternoon. My name is Zakia Nasheed. I am the employer brand lead for Unilever for North America. I am from New Rochelle, New York. I am a Delaware State graduate, proud HBCU grad, and a Muslim American.
Great. Okay. So let's start with the company. What exactly is Unilever?
So Unilever is a global purpose-driven consumer goods organization. Our portfolio ranges from nutritionally balanced food and amazing ice creams to affordable soaps, luxurious shampoos, and your everyday household products. We produce world-leading brands, including Lipton, Knorr, Dove, Vaseline, Hellman's, etc. And we also have some trusted local brands that we've acquired that range from Ben & Jerry's, Dollar Shave Club, and the Sundial brands.
Wow. Okay. Good range there. What's your favorite brand in that family?
So my favorite from the personal care side is Vaseline. And my favorite ice cream, of course, is Ben & Jerry's. I absolutely love all the flavors they produce.
Great. Okay. And let's talk about your role and your remit. You said you look after North America.
Yeah. So I've been at Unilever for about 2.5 years now. And right now I currently span across North America. So I focus really on attracting the right talent to the right roles and positioning Unilever as an employer of choice. You know, much can happen underneath that umbrella, but I mostly focus on bringing that experience through employee stories and company culture stories. I partner very closely internally with employees, internal key stakeholders, external stakeholders to build the strategy in about 3 key areas. So external attraction is the main and strong focus for us, where we really think about our online strategies, including developing content for external digital channels, through brand partnerships, social media, career website, etc. And then offline strategies, which really include hosting events and building partnerships. Internally, I really lean into the building strong employee advocates, really driving employee engagement around what it's like to work at our organization. And then lastly, really work closely with the recruitment function to build out their talent attraction strategy, but also lean into that candidate experience. And so really focusing on enhancing that candidate experience and thinking about the process end to end. So that we can create a more personalized and simple experience for the candidates interacting with our Unilever brand.
Yeah, great. Okay, and we're currently in the middle of, a little virus situation, a pandemic. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're out of it at some point this year. Has that impacted your work at all? Or what are you doing differently?
Yes, slightly. And so during the pandemic, I've really been focusing a lot on how to keep the spirits up for our workers that have to go into work every day in our manufacturing area. So we've been rallying together as a team internally to really lean into driving different strategies to help communicate things to our population that goes into work, and also thinking about how we can really support them, encourage them, uplift them during this time. We've also been thinking very differently about how we onboard virtually, how we include and add add in new experiences for our employees that are working virtually as well. So there's been a lot of different things that we've been thinking about. And when we think about how our recruiting process is operating, we've been having some pauses on our corporate side, but our manufacturing space is really ramped up. And so we've been taking the time to think about, you know, how do we ensure that our candidates have an understanding of what is going on with our process? We've updated some communication on our career site, and we've been really thinking differently about how we lean into our content. And so we really want to showcase and be and sympathize and really think about what's happening in this world. So the content that we put out, we're really focused on how we are supporting the world at this time through volunteerism, through giving back to the communities, and really sharing those employee stories centered around that as well. And so we've been, you know, working together, moving through, and we have a really strong campaign that we've pushed out across North America called United for America that really talks about how we are supporting the community at this time, how we are giving back to some key partnerships. And our day of service is next Thursday, where our employees are going to take the time to, you know, either donate to special local agencies where our company is going to match the profits. And we're also going to take the time to lean into any volunteerism throughout the day. And so our teams have been rallying together to find partnerships, to create experiences where we can upskill and really give back to others during this time.
And I wanted to ask you about supporting D&I initiatives through employer brand.
Yes.
What can you tell us about that?
Yes. So this is a passion of mine, and I'm super excited to talk about this today with you. So as I think about supporting diversity and inclusion initiatives, I go back to our culture, which is one of acceptance. And at Unilever, we strive to provide an environment where individuals can bring their whole selves to work, where their voices matter and their stories are celebrated. Our employer brand team in the past has reported into the D&I function. So over time, we've really developed a strong partnership. When it comes to D&I, whether it's focused on initiatives centered around women, people of color, disabilities, etc., employer brand has always been a part of the strategy to think through the best ways to bring different experiences to life and to share the employee stories.
Okay, yeah. So it's interesting because I was thinking about, does employer brand support D&I, or does D&I support employer brand, or does it go both ways?
Yeah, so I really think it goes hand in hand. Honestly, I think as you think about, you know, our core brand and what we lean into is really centered around us supporting people as they are and allowing them to come to work as their full selves. And so when we bring those stories to life, it always is centered around D&I and making sure that we're telling the stories of our employees, which are diverse individuals. And so I think it really comes hand in hand, and having that strong partnership with the team has allowed for us to really have some dynamic content and really talk to and support what our employees feel is important to them. One other way we connect back to supporting D&I initiatives is through partnerships. So there are individual partnerships that may be generated by the D&I team in support of developing employees or educating employees or providing an experience where they can network with core individuals in their industry. So there are partnerships like NAVA, which is the National Association for Black Accountants, or the National Society for Black Engineers, also the Association for Latino Professionals for America. And when I started the organization, I introduced a partnership called HBCU Spring Coming that brings together HBCU and alumni and friends and together in a tri-state area. And so these types of partnerships really help us lean into diverse talent pools. And so we have the opportunity to talk with the leadership from these partnerships and think about, you know, what are the best ways to really engage our employees and think about how we connect the dots between what we're looking for talent for the future. So that has also been truly impactful for us in another way that we are able to partner with D&I and support some of the D&I recruitment needs.
Great. Okay. I know you do work with business support groups as well. Mm-hmm. How do you go about leveraging these?
Yeah. The way that we leverage our business resource groups, we have 12 strong business resource groups in the U.S. Where we lean into them for a number of different things. for content generation, engagement for recruitment efforts, etc. But the BRGs also help us stay really connected to what's important to our employees and our business. I am also a lead on one of the BRGs, BU, Black Excellence at Unilever. So I'm continuously connecting the dots around how to best tell those employee stories and how to bring different initiatives to life. One other major partnership that we have and we lean into from a BRG perspective is our disabilities group. They have truly been leading the charge with educating us around how to grow and develop and provide accessibility to individuals with disabilities. They also have been challenging us and educating us around how to improve our attraction and recruitment practices as well. So when we think about how we partner across all BRGs, it's just a major partnership for us because they keep us connected to what's important to them as employees. And ultimately, you know, our employees are really passionate about this. They're leaning into the topics that they're passionate about, but they're also connecting back and allowing for others to see that this is an opportunity for them if they come to work at Unilever. So it's just always been a really, really great partnership for us. And we continue to look forward to growing in this space.
Great. Okay. And you mentioned building content as well. How do you make sure that you create content that really resonates?
When we think about how we focus on content that resonates, we focus on stories that are impactful to our employees and our business, as mentioned before. We are really looking to attract unique individuals that can connect to our core pillars. And because we are a company of purpose and we have brands that lean into sustainability and enhancing the lives, livelihoods of others, there are really cool campaigns and initiatives that we get to lean into. I wanted to talk about one example from BU, which was a program that was started called the Leadership Development Institute. And this is really was built by one of the other BU leads. And it was designed to foster workforce readiness and give minority high school students experiential learning within the business. And so the students will come in once a week on Wednesdays over a 6-week time frame during the summer. And during that time, we had the opportunity to really learn a lot about the students and tell those stories about what their experience was like at Unilever, ultimately connecting back to all of the things that really thrive about our culture at Unilever. And so we would build stories and generate experiences through Instagram takeovers, blog recaps, videos, etc. So it was just a wonderful initiative for us to lean back into that was generated and built directly by our BRGs. Right. I did want to talk about just more on the diversity side. We generate more content that resonates with individuals. So working mothers is like a really, really big topic in the world now around how women are navigating and balancing that. So at Unilever, we introduced some key policies and support put into place for working mothers. And we won the top company for working mothers from Working Mothers Media. We drove an internal campaign that nominated that we got employees to nominate working mothers, and we generated this Working Mother of the Year. And once we picked the nominees and the winner of the Working Mother of the Year, we really told those stories through blogs and posted them directly from employees' LinkedIn profiles. And so we had a huge, massive internal campaign for the Working Mother and activation where we set up a internal activation that really described the mother, the Working Mother of the Year, and it outlined just who she was and how she really talked to being a mother and supported her child. And it was a really great experience for our internal employees. But externally, we were able to really drive those stories home about the nominees that were picked and also the Working Mother winner. So we got extremely high engagement around that because I think people could resonate with those personal stories around being a mom in the workforce and ultimately looking for that support in an organization.
Great. Okay. Now, you mentioned the social a few times there. What are some of the key channels that you use and why?
Yeah, so some of the key channels we use is social media. Social media is a key for us, LinkedIn in particular. The reason mm-hmm. why we love LinkedIn is because we have the opportunity to really partner very closely with our employees on this because we like to generate content that our employees can push on their own. And so when we create blogs or when we create social posts, we allow for our employees to push them through their own LinkedIn profiles, and then we repurpose that for our LinkedIn page as well. We also have extremely high engagement on Facebook. And so a lot of our content is really pushed out on Facebook because the stories that we tell are really about who the employees are as a person. And it tells those unique stories about who they are on a day-to-day. And so a lot of that content resonates with the population on Facebook because we're not just talking about our jobs, right? We're talking about the story of our employees and how that connects to their jobs. And so I think that it really is a piece of content that folks can absorb on their day-to-day. And so we see a lot of high engagement there.
Great. And what sort of industry trends are you seeing right now that our listeners should pay heed to?
We are really leaning into the disability space. We have a really strong BRG that has been educating us about what's coming about and how we can support the disabilities candidates and provide accessibility. And so alt text has been a topic of discussion for us. It really provides accessible web design. Its original purpose was to describe images to visitors who are unable to see them. This includes like screen readers and browsers that block images, but it also includes users who are sight impaired and otherwise unable to visually identify an image. And so we've begun to discuss how we will implement this into our social content and ultimately throughout our career website in partnership with the marketing organization and our BRG. So the marketing organization is pretty much spearheading this for across all of their channels, and they're starting with their website. And so we have been, you know, really connecting with them to understand what that will look like for employer brand content. And we're going to be starting with social media.
Wow, really interesting stuff. Great. Okay, and what would be your top tip or top tips to our listeners, some of whom are perhaps starting out an employer brand?
Yes. So building content around your organization that supports diversity through your employee stories is so important. But I think that's also important to ensure that there's transparency around the journey you're on in diversity and that there's synergy throughout the candidate experience. So it's important to understand a diversity journey through the employee experience and work with key partners in HR and the business to enhance and continue to grow in this space. And so if you are not there yet for specific diversity areas, just make sure that you're transparent about that and that that shines through your content.
Great. Okay. And most people I interview, actually everyone I interview on this podcast, they're very passionate about the role that they do. Mm-hmm. What is it that makes your job so special?
So the biggest thing that I love about my job is that I get to work across different areas and with different partners, right? So just like I mentioned, we used to report into D&I. Now I report into talent acquisition and have like a slightly different lens on how we approach bringing employer brand and recruitment market into life. But I get to partner with key stakeholders in the business. I get to talk about, you know, the business strategy, and I'm able to really build strong relationships across the board. And so it's really, really great to be able to have those partnerships, be able to spread across so many different individuals and learn about employees both professionally and personally. So I really, really enjoy that. And I think that that helps me become a well-rounded professional overall.
Yeah, love it. Okay. So final question is, where can our listeners learn more about the work you do and where can they connect with yourself?
Yes. So I live on LinkedIn. So you can find me as Zakiya Nasheed. So that's Z-A-K-I-Y-A, last name Nasheed, N-A-S-H-I-D. I'm always open to having any quick chats, answer any questions that you may have. This is a space for me that I'm super passionate about. So feel free to reach out.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today, Zakiya.
No problem.
Okay, well, that is it, folks. Be sure to reach out to Zakiya. The link to her LinkedIn profile will be in the show notes. But reach out to her and say thank you ever so much for being on the podcast. And also, you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple, Spotify, Google, SoundCloud, and all the usual places. Now, how do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Our approach is called the Employer Brand Index. And that means that we uncover everything being said about your company in the context of employment. We get all that data, we analyze it, and deliver an insightful and actionable report with a lot of scoring in there. And to make this more interesting, we can add your talent competitors. Yeah, our findings sometimes validate the perception employer brand leaders have of their organization. Sometimes there will be surprises, both good and bad. And it doesn't just stop there. To me, having a great employer brand means that you have to offer a great candidate experience, employee experience, and even alumni experience. So only when you use insights like these to take action, to change the status quo, will you be able to increase the score and really move that needle. And fun fact, Unilever was one of our first clients that partnered with us on the Employer Brand Index. The full case study of this is on the LinkHumans website. Feel free to check out the Employer Brand Index. It's employerbrandindex.co. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and catch you next time. Hey, doll.
Why did the scarecrow get the job?
Don't know.
He was outstanding in his field.
Ah, very good.